The Lord made a promise to His chosen people of Israel. Thus saith the Lord, which giveth the sun for a light by day, and the ordinance of the moon and of the stars for a light by night, which divideth the sea when the waves thereof roar, the Lord of hosts is His name. If those ordinances depart from before me, saith the Lord, then the seed of Israel shall also cease from being a nation before me forever. Jeremiah 31, verse 35 through 36. As long as the sun rises each day, it is a sign to the world that God is going to preserve the Jewish people as a nation. As long as the stars and moon come out each night, it is a sign that God is preserving the Jewish people as a nation. Even though Israel was not faithful and rebelled, God is faithful. The covenant God made with Israel is not for Israel, but for God Himself by being faithful to His own word. This fulfills the promise that the Lord made to Israel. Thus saith the Lord, if heaven above can be measured, and the foundations of the earth searched out beneath, I will also cast off all the seed of Israel for all they have done, saith the Lord. Jeremiah 31, verse 37. Heaven in no way can be measured. All past civilizations that have attacked the Israelites are found only in the history books and no longer exist for one reason. The promise of the word of the Lord will stand forever. Jesus speaking, heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words shall not pass away. Matthew 24, verse 35. The new covenant of Jeremiah 31, verses 33 through 38 is showing God is preserving the Jewish people's sovereignty, supernaturally, for a purpose of Israel to come into this promise. This is fulfilling their ultimate destiny by coming into this new covenant. The Bible says a new heaven and a new earth will rise with no need for the sun because we will be in the presence of Jesus only after Israel comes into the new covenant. And I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth were passed away, and there was no more sea.